Very simple teaching today, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be speaking to you a message entitled Daniel's 70th Week and the Gospel of Jesus Christ. What I'll be doing here, I'll be showing you that there are six specific items that are mentioned in Daniel 9 and 24 regarding the 70th week, things that would take place within that week. And I'm here to tell you today that the 70th week has already passed. It is not future. Let's get right into the scriptures right now. Daniel 9, verse 24. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. What are the six things? Let me give them. They were mentioned in that verse. Number one, to finish the transgression. Number two, to make an end of sins. Number three, to make reconciliation for iniquity. Number four, to bring in everlasting righteousness. Number five, to seal up the vision and prophecy. Number six, to anoint the most holy. Let's go to the first one right now, to finish the transgression. Scriptures, Isaiah 53 and 8. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Isaiah 53 and 12. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. John 19 and 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. So point number one, ladies and gentlemen, that happened already. To finish the transgression, that was taken care of by Jesus Christ at the cross. Remember, he cried out, "It is finished." Item number two, to make an end of sins. Scripture, John 1:29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." 1 John 3 and 5. "And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin." 1 Corinthians 15 and 3. "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures." Hebrews 9 and 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ made an end of sins at the cross. And hear me now, if that did not take place, then you and I would still be in our sins. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ made an end of sins. That is found within the 70th week of Daniel. Item number three, to make reconciliation for iniquity. Scripture, Romans 5 and 10. "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." 2 Corinthians 5 and 18. "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation." Colossians 1, 20 and 21. "And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled." Ephesians 2, 14 to 16. "For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby." Isaiah 53 and 5. "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are dealing with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has reconciled us back to God. How? by his own death. Ladies and gentlemen, if that did not take place, then there's no gospel at all. Nobody can be reconciled except through the death of Jesus Christ. And that is one of the items mentioned within Daniel's 70th week. Let's go to item number 4, to bring in everlasting righteousness. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. That's Romans 3:21. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Romans 3:22. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Ladies and gentlemen, the everlasting righteousness that you need and that I need is found in one place, and that is in the person of Jesus Christ. Without that righteousness, ladies and gentlemen, a person is not righteous. They'll never see the kingdom of heaven. Salvation is found in Christ. He is the one who brought that righteousness, ladies and gentlemen. He's known as the Lord our righteousness. Item number 5, to seal up the vision and prophecy. Scripture, Luke 24:25. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Revelation 19:10, and I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing more clearer in the scriptures than prophecy. And the fact, the truth, that they pointed to Jesus Christ. He is everything when it comes to prophecy, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why the angel told John, said the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Jesus Christ is the one who was sealed by the Father. Hear me now, ladies and gentlemen. All the prophets prophesy of the coming of Christ. Prophecy, it's all about Jesus. He sealed up the vision and the prophecy. It's all about him. Item number 6, to anoint the most holy. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. That's Isaiah 61:1. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Mark 1:23-24. And there was in the synagogue, in their synagogue, a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone, what have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. That's Mark 1:23-24. Ladies and gentlemen, even the demons recognized that Jesus Christ was in fact the Holy One of God. Christ, the word means anointed one. And hear me now, ladies and gentlemen, if Jesus Christ is not the one that is spoken of in that verse of Daniel, the Holy One, the Most Holy, then there is no such person. Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, he is the anointed one. Without question, he quoted from Isaiah 61:1. When he spoke to them, he took the book, held it in his hand. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ is the Holy One. And this whole teaching, ladies and gentlemen, has proven that the 70th week is past. It is not future. It came and it went. And if it did not come, ladies and gentlemen, there would be no gospel at all. The 70th week contains the very gospel of Jesus Christ. Be blessed today.